Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm your guest host, psychic and medium, Linda Dickinson. I'm so pleased to be here this evening with all of you. I know there's a lot of listeners. First off, I want to say Happy New Year to everybody out there. Tonight, we're going to talk about techniques to reduce some stress in your life, promote better health, and most importantly, regain control of your happiness. Because people feel like they're not in control of that anymore in their lives. And guess what? I'm going to teach you how to regain control of your happiness, and more importantly, why it truly is your responsibility and not anybody else's fault that you're happy or unhappy. So it's sort of the key to success that I'm going to offer you this evening. Again, you're listening to Empowerment Psychic and Medium Linda Dickinson. To call into the show, because it is going to be open phone lines tonight, if you have one specific question you would like to ask me about health, career, finances, relationships, an event that's upcoming, or if you'd like to know who's around you in spirit, I'm happy to answer one of those. You can reach us at our toll-free number, 888-815-9756. Again, the number's 888-815-9756. Now, to set an appointment with me, you can reach my office phone number, and that is also an 800 number, and that's 206-9096. So that number is just to set up a private session with me if you'd like to have a longer chat than on the air. Also, my website, inmyfuture.com, you'll learn all about me. And for those of you who have not heard me on the air before, I want to give you a little bit of introduction of who I am and how my abilities started to occur in my life. So I think we should start there. About the age of 13 is when I became aware of my abilities. And that's basically when my grandmother passed. And I didn't have any really special relationship with my grandmother. I was one of probably 18 or 20 grandchildren for her. And our family visited her maybe every month or so. And she was a kind woman. She raised 9 children of her own, of course, with her husband, my grandfather, and lived a rather common life, so to speak. She was a stay-at-home mother, took care and raised the children. What was special about my relationship with her is that she was the first family member who I really knew to pass on, to pass over. It's interesting because, really, to me it was intriguing when she passed. I somehow knew there was much more to life than what was being put in front of me every day of my life. I just knew there was more. I could feel it within me. And I always trusted that feeling that I got inside of me. In fact, when I think about the earlier years, I had fun with many friends and family members, and we used to do things that I would assume most of us as kids did. Now, maybe I'm wrong about that, but we played with the Ouija board, always had great success with the Ouija board, and I'll tell you right now, the Ouija board is played with spirits who are a bit on the menacing side, and I know that because I'm very close to my guides, and the communication I receive from them, they tell me there are many spirits who are really looking to have a good time and have some fun with the Ouija board. So if you're looking to get spooked or you're looking for maybe some possible good information, you may or may not get it through that board, although the ability is there. So I played with the Ouija board a lot of times with my friends, and we always got information off of that. I was always careful about what I asked. Somehow I knew enough to only ask the things that I really wanted answered. I didn't want things that were going to scare me. I didn't want to know when someone was going to die. I wasn't interested in that. I was interested about living. The other thing we did was have seances. And again, did everybody have seances when they were kids? My guess is yes, because certainly all of our neighborhood friends were involved with that in one way, shape, or form. But that pretty much was the basis of any kind of abilities that I might have known when I was young. And I thought those were fairly normal. I mean, we could lift a person that was laying in front of us with just two fingers each, and they would float up. And again, I thought that was pretty common stuff. What's interesting is it didn't always happen, especially if I wasn't there. They would call and ask Linda to come over, and it would then occur. But again, I didn't really think it was about me. I thought it was just about the special group of friends that we had, and I think there was some power to that. So anyway, here's how the story goes. When my grandmother passed, I realized that I was still talking to her, and I wasn't hearing her with my ears. I was receiving information or talk or thoughts from her in my head, sort of like I'm a receiver, like a radio signal. And they weren't special. It was, "Hi, Linda, it's Grandma." I mean, it wasn't anything like, you know, "I have the lottery numbers to give you. Run, go write them down." She wasn't any smarter than she was when she was here on this planet Earth. It was just that I had her full attention and she had mine. And the sense of it when she would talk to me was about well-being. Everything's okay. I know my mother had a really hard time when her mother passed. And my grandmother kept saying that everything's okay and Mom's going to be fine and we do live on. Those are the things she would say to me, nothing bigger than that. So I wanted to play a little game with my grandmother, and I said to her, "I'm going to grab a deck of cards. And if this is really you that I'm speaking to, Grandma, I want you to tell me what the next card was." Now, since then, by the way, I've learned from my guides that testing those on the other side isn't necessarily a good thing. And if you don't have strong belief in what you're looking for evidence of, you aren't going to get a strong reaction, nor are you necessarily going to get what I would say accurate information. But because I somehow had a belief about a deck of cards, and by the way, I have no idea where that came from, probably a past life if I had to guess, I sat, and for several, and when I say several, I mean 7, 8, 9, 10 cards in a row, my grandmother told me what it was. Well, I just thought that was the most amazing thing. And I believe what happened at that very moment is it popped open. It literally popped open my channel further than it ever had been. Now, up until this age bracket of about 13, I didn't have limitations on me. I was the third born, the last born in our family. No baby book for Linda. I'm finally getting over that, by the way. But it was pretty much an independent life for me. I got to do what I wanted and be with my friends when I wanted and come home and eat when I wanted. And my parents trusted me. They worried less because I was the third child. So I had a lot of freedom. So anyway, it really did burst open for me what was going on. And this was an amazing thing. And I didn't chat with my grandmother every moment of every day. I would just sort of tap in and tune into her, usually at night just before I went off to sleep, or if I were alone during the day and had some quiet time, I might chat with her briefly. And again, it wasn't anything extra special that she was giving me. It was just a knowing that she was with me and chatting. So that really is where my ability started. And now, some 37-odd years later, I've been working with people not only to pass on messages from those who have left their physical bodies, but psychically. In other words, I am able to, and quite accurately, answer questions that you may have about health, career, finances, relationships, children, events to come. So, and by the way, the phone lines are open. If you do have a question for me, you can reach 1-888-815-9756. Please limit it to one specific question. The more specific your question, the more specific my answer will be back to you. So let's see, where do I want to go from this? People sometimes, on occasion, someone will say to me, "Well, how do I know if you're accurate, and how do I know I'm going to get a good reading?" And the best way for me to put it is this. The only way to measure what I do is by the result I'm getting from the people surrounding me. And I can tell you with great confidence that I have clients that have been with me for more than a dozen, actually more than 24 years. So my following is big. My clients are amazing. They not only ask a specific question of what they're wanting answers to, but they learn how to change things in their life by listening to what I'm offering to them. as I'm sitting here tonight talking with all of you, I've asked all of my guides to be present, all of my high guides, as well as all of yours. And I want you to know, no matter where you are in your life at this very moment, that you really are never alone. Your guides have been with you from the moment you took your first breath and will be with you until the moment that you released your last breath, when in fact you'll reemerge and know all of them fully and remember all of them fully, as well as those that have passed before you again. So please know that you're never alone. Make this new year a new fresh start for you. We're going to learn some great techniques together tonight. We're going to have some good fun, a little bit of humor. I always ask my guides to mix in a little bit of humor for my friends who are listening. And again, if you're interested in a private session with me, you can call my 800 number, and that's 206-9096, and my website, inmyfuture.com, and you'll learn all about me. I think we're going to go to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, we'll take some calls, and we'll talk about the first technique I have to offer to help you to learn to relax and reduce the stress in your life.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now life is giving you a second chance, announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance. Take control of your health and vitality and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness, natural food for pets, where true wellness begins.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm your guest host, psychic and medium, Linda Dickinson. Call in if you have a specific question to ask me at 888-815-9756. And again, tonight we're going to talk a little bit about some techniques to reduce some of that stress in your life, promote better health, and most importantly, regain control of your happiness again. But before we get to that, I do know that we have a few callers, and I'd like to start with Rebecca. And Rebecca, welcome to the show. What can I help you with?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My question has to do with probably like a lot of other people's is employment. So I don't know if I should either ask what are the steps I need to do to become gainfully employed or when will I be gainfully employed.
Okay, Rebecca, can you give me your age, please?
49.
Okay, and what kind of work were you doing?
I was doing software work.
Okay, and how long since you've taken a little bit of a hiatus?
from software or in general?
In general. How long since you've been working?
Since June.
Okay. And I do feel, it's interesting, I felt that there would be almost a full year before you would be fully, gainfully employed again. There's two things that I feel. First of all, I do feel an opportunity that comes up between February and March, and it feels temporary to me. Although everything on this earth is temporary, this feels like temporary work. Contract work, possibly, but temporary work. But by June of 2010, I feel full-time work again for you. The other thing I feel surrounding that, Rebecca, is a possible move. Did you move just recently?
Yes.
Okay, then that move has already occurred, so don't freak out like you're going to move again. If you've moved just recently, then that's probably the move I'm picking up around you. So I do feel that you're gainfully employed by June of 2010, but there is work that's temporary work between February and March of 2010. I have to tell you, there's also a male around you in spirit. He had trouble with one of his legs. He's acknowledging an issue with one of his legs. He's also showing me the month of October or the 10th of another month having significance for him or you. Sometimes it's a birthday or anniversary or a day or month of passing.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
No.
Okay, he says yes, you do. He's also saying, it sounds like Robbie, Robin, Robert, R-O-B name connected to him. I would write down October. I would write down the 10th of a month. And I would write down Rob or Robert. I do believe you'll figure out who that is, that gentleman. Are you married?
No.
Do you have an ex?
Yes.
Okay. What was your ex's first name?
Sal.
Okay. It's possible I'm getting someone from his side of family, but I do know this person knows who you are. So take some time later and you'll figure out who's saying hello to you.
Okay. Okay, great.
Okay. Now, one more thing for you, Rebecca, about attracting work for yourself. It's how you feel right now is what you're attracting. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And so if someone were, if a friend were to call you and say, hey, how's the employment thing going? Would you be optimistic or would you be feeling like it's been a long time, I don't have work? Where are you with that?
Today it would be discouraging.
Okay. And it's okay to be discouraged. Discouraged means I'm in a place not quite where I want to be. When you can learn to formulate your thoughts towards things that feel good, even if it's not the same subject as work, but keeping thoughts and holding thoughts and being more optimistic in a way that will please you, the work will come sooner than I see. It doesn't mean you're literally pushing it away saying I don't want it, because clearly you want work and I feel your desire about that. But when we look at reality, reality is showing us something other than what we want. We get stuck in the cycle of looking there, talking about it, and feeling it. Remember, whatever I feel is radiated out to the universe like a big beam of light, so to speak, and it comes back to me with more of that same feeling. So the way to shift out of that quicker than what I saw was to remember and recall when you were working and how it felt to get a paycheck and how appreciative you were of that. Get into a place of lining up with it in a different way than you have, and you will probably shorten the length of time between when I saw employment coming to you and when it could come to you.
Okay, okay.
And if you listen further into the show, because I will share a technique that's going to help you with that as well.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rebecca. You have a great new year.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And again, next we have Sharon, and I think Sharon's from Texas. Welcome, Sharon.
Hello. I'm so glad to talk to you.
Thank you for listening in. What can I help you with?
Well, I'm concerned about losing my house, and I want to know what you think, you know, is in the future for me keeping my home and being able to stay here.
Okay. How long have you owned your home, Sharon?
About 17 years.
Okay, and so your question is, do I see you having to sell your home? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, I've been thinking real seriously about selling it, and because I can't afford the payments, and I live on Social Security, and that's all the income I have.
Okay, I'll be very honest with you, Sharon, and this is not horrible news. I would agree with you. I do see you selling your home. I feel between March of 2010, this coming March, this spring, and September, that your home will be on the market or will be sold by that time frame.
Do you feel now, I'll be able to get what I'm asking for the house? That's what I'm worried about. If I sell it, I won't get what it's worth.
Well, can you give me a range of what you're hoping to get? A range?
Ideally, I'd like to get $100,000 for it. I could,
okay.
Back before the recession and everything, the homes were going for $140,000 on up here, but I don't think they're that much now. I haven't really talked to a realtor yet to find out what I could get for the home. I've got some repairs I need to do to it.
Sure, and I feel like you know what you need to do, and I know that you'll do your best effort-wise to get those things done. I felt that what I saw was an offer for $88,000, an initial offer. And what I mean by that is, of course, when a buyer comes forward to look at your home, they're going to give you an initial offer, and then you're going to counter offer. You understand that, right?
Yes.
I believe that the initial offer is going to be somewhere around $88,000, and I think they're going to draw you up. Probably they're willing to go between $95,000 and $97,000. So it's going to be close to what you're really wanting to get out of it, not quite as much as you're hoping, but I do feel that you will sell your home. The other thing I felt was a possibility of a multiple offer, meaning more than one buyer coming forward. If that does occur, I believe that you will get $102,000 for your home. So I'm a little bit above and a little bit below, depending on when that situation hits. If the two hit at the same time, you're probably going to end up somewhere around $102,000. Now, I want to ask you about what your plan is to where you're going to move, because I did not see you living alone. Where are you going?
Well, I'm not living alone now, but I'm not getting any help. That's why I want to sell the house so I can get out from under these freeloaders.
Who are you living with?
My two grown sons, and
okay,
they both have children, and they're paying child support, so they have hardly any money left. One son's not working regular.
And do they understand that you need to sell your home?
Yes, yes. I threaten all the time to do it, and they said, go ahead and sell it, go ahead and sell it. You know, it's like, we know you're not going to do it. You know.
Okay, well, that's funny, because they'll all be surprised, and I know that you love your children dearly. I feel that about you. Here's what's interesting. I felt that when you move, there's still someone living with you. So I just want to let you know that ahead of time. If your plan was to sell and move and live on your own, I didn't see that happening. I still saw at least
see,
one
I
of
have a grandson who's living with me.
One of my sons has
his son living with him, and he's my little partner. I would hate to lose him, you know. I really would love that.
What's his first name, Sharon? What is his first name?
Ethan.
And how old is Ethan?
He is 6.
So he's the joy of your life.
Yes.
He teaches you to have joy in any moment you're willing to hang out with him. That's what I feel. And so I would completely agree with you. It would be nonsense to not have him part of your life. Are you still there?
Yeah, okay. I missed part of what you said.
Okay. Well, what I feel is that he does nothing but remind you that life is supposed to be joyful. And so having him continue to be part of your life and living with you is extremely important, and I know that he will. There is a special connection that the two of you have together, but he's here to remind you that life is supposed to actually be fun and joyful. And I feel that you're an optimistic person. I just feel you're in a place of overwhelmment with this. But remember,
yes, and it's been going on way too long. And,
I agree.
You know, for the last 10 years, I've struggled and struggled to keep this house, and with my health also. So I'm, you know, and I'm at the point where I don't have any place else to go except, you know, I need to get my eyes fixed, you know, just a lot of things. And
well,
the only thing
I
see is to sell the house.
And I would agree with you. Your home does get sold in 2010. You do have some of those family members that will move in with you, but all is going to be well about that. And I have to tell you, there's the sweetest gentleman around you in spirit. I don't know if he is was a brother, a spouse, or a father to you, but he had a problem in his head area. He either had Alzheimer's, brain tumor, stroke, something in the head area that he passed from. He's showing me the number 5, so I know that the 5th of a month or the month of May has significance for you or him. It's probably a birthday or anniversary or day or month of passing, and he's sending you so much love, letting you know that this is just a small part of what we are living here on planet Earth, and that all is going to be well with you.
Well, I hope so. I've been trying to be so positive.
And if you continue to listen, and I'm going to talk next about replacing old damaging thoughts with new life-giving thoughts. And remember, thoughts are everything, and I'll teach you why. So once you hang up, you can sit down and relax and take a deep breath and listen into the rest of the show.
Okay.
Bless you, Sharon. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. I sure appreciate it so much.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Again, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm your guest host, the empowerment psychic and medium, Linda Dickinson. To set a private session up with me, you can reach me on my 800 number, 800-206-9096. And my website, if you'd like to visit me, is inmyfuture.com. Again, if you have one specific question you would like to ask this evening over the air, the number is 888-815-9756. We're going to take a quick break here and back on the other side to talk about how to learn to relax, reduce your stress, and gain control of your happiness. We'll be right back.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocoas. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Do you know how to live courageously? Have you mastered your own mind power to create abundance in every area of your life? With Dr. Joanne White's empowering seminars and books, you'll supercharge your own abilities. The success doc, author, speaker, life, and business coach will help you transform your life and exceed your expectations. Call 1-877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org to live your dreams right now. Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max. How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949. Or visit StressDetective.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm your guest host this evening, empowerment psychic and medium, Linda Dickinson. To ask a question tonight over the air, you can reach us at 888-815-9756. Visit me at my website, inmyfuture.com. And I think let's go, Seth, to Jehala from Tennessee.
Good evening, Linda.
What can I answer for you?
I would like to know what you see for this new endeavor that I'm starting January 1. It requires moving to a new location about 150 miles from where I am now. Well, I've already lost my home, so it's kind of a necessity thing too. But I'm going to get out of, not permanently, but I'm going to try a new aspect of business in the new location. So it's a big change for me, and I just want to know how this is going to go. I feel good about it, but then sometimes I don't.
Well, I would agree with you. I would say that about 80 to 85% of the time you're feeling really good about this, and you should be because I feel solid. There's a couple things that I want to talk about here, Jehala. What kind of business is it? What type of business?
Like a mall. It's called the Underground Mall, and we're going to do antiques. I also would like to get some where I rent booths out to people, you know. It's 15,000 square feet. It was already that before. It's been closed for 2 years. We're going to reopen it. But I'm wanting to get people in, like artists, people that do etheric type things. You know, like have one booth in there that has crystals and that kind of a thing, along with furniture and antiques and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, it's beautiful. It's a great blended idea. I love it. It feels very solid to me, and I know that there is going to be good prosperity for you here. I do feel it's going to take about a year and a half to 2 years for you to feel completely solid on your feet about this, but it is going to be well worth the journey. Here's the important thing I want you to know, Jehala. Whatever kind of work you were doing before, you're a healer. And so you, when you started talking about wanting to get booths set up for other people, you're very good at connecting with other people, and I feel that's where your business is going to really thrive. You have an ability to speak to people no matter what level they are in life. You're easily able to attract people into your business and setting up booths. You're perfect for that. You have an eye for that, and you know and you sense, I wouldn't say good people, but you sense people who have the same desires that you have and that you hold. So this is clearly the right path for you. And when you're feeling doubtful whatsoever, stop yourself in your tracks and ask yourself, how is it that I want this plan to go? And then just go playing in your mind about how it's going to look, what it's going to feel like. And your guides are telling me you do this often anyway. So you're headed in a beautiful direction. I want to know when you're moving.
Next week.
Okay. And where will you be staying when you first move?
I need to find another place for my animals and I to stay because obviously I can't live there in the mall.
Okay.
And that's been a concern for me to where to find the other place to live with my dogs and stuff.
And I understand the connection you have with your dogs. I have the same connection with my dogs. I would rather live out in a cardboard box with my dogs than without my dogs. But you don't end up outside. I do feel that you find a place and it's connected to the person that is getting the whole mall thing set up. It is a female. I don't know if it's like a room off of a house of someone's, but it feels like it has a separate entrance. It feels like it's attached to a larger home, something like that set up, but you're going to love it.
It'll have to be a commercial spot.
And that's possible why it felt like a larger home or a larger building connected to it. It's going to work out for you. I definitely feel that for you.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it, Linda.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you called in. God bless you, and have a very, very happy New Year.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jehala. Bye-bye. And now we're going to go to Grant in Minnesota. Good evening, Grant.
Yeah, it's actually Brant, but close enough.
Oh, I'm sorry. Brant.
It's okay.
You got it. What's your question?
Well, my question is, I was with a girl named Jenny for about 2.5 years, and we've been apart for about 5 months, and I'm wondering if there's any future in the two of us getting back together and kind of moving on.
How old is Jenny, Brant?
38.
And how old are you?
32.
Okay. Where is she living compared to where you are?
About 40 minutes away.
Okay. There's a couple things I feel around this. First of all, I feel like her heart was broken, and I don't know why. But I
Neither
really
do
feel
I.
like. Okay. Has she not expressed it? Is she not open about this? What's going on? What is she telling you?
Nope. We actually have had very minimal contact since the breakup, and really haven't got much of an explanation on what happened or whatever.
Yeah. Let me tell you what I feel around her. Jenny has some misinformation.
Okay.
I don't know where she got that from, but I feel like she has some misinformation, and I hate to say she's using it against you, but she's using that as her excuse not to be around you. I don't feel that you should be justifying who you are and where you are in your life. I feel like what your best bet about this is that to relax and let go. When you think of her, think of the thoughts of the things that you love about her. No more of what might have happened. I do sense if you can really relax into this that she'll come back around, but it's going to be slow going for her. For whatever reason, it's going to be slow going. The other thing I feel around her, Grant, is that there was something more in her childhood that really affected her. And again, I don't think it matters exactly what it is in detail, but I do know there's other things that get triggered within her that upset her emotional balance, and then she doesn't see things the way they truly are, or her perception is a little skewed. For some reason, I feel that around her. I will tell you, over time, she comes back around if you're willing to wait around, is the best way to put it.
Okay.
You know, and that's going to be up to you, but does she have any children?
Nope.
And do
Never
you?
Been. Nope, neither one of us have ever been married, no kids, nothing.
Okay. Well, interestingly enough, I see two children. I see two children for her, and I actually see two children for you. So I'm sure your next question would be, well, are they ours? And I would say, to the best of my ability at the moment, because she's pretty closed off. I'm trying to read her, but she's pretty closed off. But to the best of my ability, I feel that opportunity is there, that it would be your children together. There's something that needs to heal within her, but it's not about you explaining yourself in any way, shape, or form. It's about her coming around to it. So the easier you can hold thoughts about her that you love, envision what it was like when you were with her, the sooner she'll be back around in your life. Now, before I finish here, I see another woman who has interest in you and connection with you. And if it's not happening yet, it'll happen by, I can go out to maybe the end of April of 2010.
Okay.
You may already know her. I can describe her a little bit if you'd like me to. If you're not interested, I'll skip over it. It's up to you.
Sure. Now, although I, over the past few months, I'm pretty good at manifesting things and you know, kind of know how the whole thing goes down, and I have done that with Jenny. You know, focusing on the end result. Don't worry how you get there. Don't worry about the details. Just know that it's going to be
and
there.
And so how's that going for you?
Not that great so far. This is the one thing that I haven't been able to manifest.
Yeah, and honestly, what I get from your guides, the strongest thing I get from your guides is if you can't think about it and feel good, let it go.
Yep.
And do other things that are going to bring you joy. And I do feel that she comes back around, but it is just slow going for her. And that's okay. I think really that's okay for you too. But, you know, find other ways to bring joy into your life. In the meantime, remember, you got to feel good right now for things to come that you want. And I know you know that.
Yeah.
You know, and I actually feel like you're a pretty optimistic, feel-good kind of guy anyway. It's just this one thing that's got you going, and I'd say don't let it get you going anymore. You know that this is someone you care deeply about. She'll be back around. She's healing, so to speak, in her own slow-dwelling way. But I do feel she'll be back around for you.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks. You have a good, happy New Year, Brant.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're back here, and I really want to get to this technique because I know there's a lot of you listening. There's a few people that have called in, and I thank all of the callers who have called in thus far. And again, if you would like a private session with me, and I'm the Empowerment Psychic and Medium, Linda Dickinson, you can reach me at my 800 number, and the number is 800-206-9096. But let me talk briefly about this technique. Basically, what I want to teach is the power of replacing the old damaging thoughts with new life-giving thoughts. And so what I really want you to know is that whenever you have a thought, there is always an emotion that is instantaneously brought about So whenever you have a thought, you have an emotion. Some people are saying, oh, I have thoughts all the time. I'm not always emotional. Well, there's a different scale of emotions that you may have. For example, think about your first love. Think about the turn-on, that feeling that you had. Immediately, your body reacts to that. Usually, you get a warm feeling within you. Think about someone you're ticked off at right now. Can you feel your body tense up? How quickly the body responds with an emotion, whether it's a physical emotion or a mental emotion, doesn't even matter. But remember that emotion means energy in motion. And so knowing that your thoughts are attracting everything to you, it's not really the thought. It is the emotion behind the thought. So here's how it works. Think a thought. Feel the emotion that's tagged to it. That emotion literally goes out like radar into the universe, which, by the way, is eternal and infinite. And the universe literally brings back to you other people, situations, and experiences that feel like you're feeling. Huh, that's so powerful. If I feel prosperous, more prosperity, more people with influence of prosperity are on their way. If I feel lackful or poor, more people who are going to offer me more lack in my life and more experiences of lack are on their way. You are in control of what you're getting. And on the other side of the break, I know we do have one call, and if they can wait for the other side of the break, I'll take the call, and we're going to go through the exercise together of how to think a thought, feel the emotion attached to it, feel it radiating out and coming back to you, slapping you in the face, whether it's good or bad. On the flip side, we'll talk to you.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Visit thedrpatshow.com for show listing.
Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life full out.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm your guest host this evening, empowerment psychic and medium, Linda Dickinson. If you'd like to chat with me during a private session, you can reach me at 9096 and my website, inmyfuture.com. And I look forward to speaking to all of you. We do have another call. Good evening. This is Linda Dickinson. Who am I speaking with?
Hi. Good evening. My name is T.
Hi, T. What can I help you with?
Thank you. I'm just curious about what you see in terms of my love life.
How old are you?
Oh, I'm old enough, believe me. I'm just looking open for the person to come along. I was dating someone a few months ago, and I thought that was it, but no. So, so I'm just curious if you're picking up anything.
Okay.
Or,
I will tell you, there will be someone very similar to the person you were just dating. In other words, it'll be almost a little freaky to you because the energy of the next person you meet will be very similar to the person you just ended a relationship with. And I do feel by this time next year, you are very much involved with this person. So you meet them well before a year from now. It feels to me between the month of April, May, and June that you meet this person, I feel that you get involved very quickly. It's going to be a knowing between the two of you that it's going to be a good match. I do know this person has a connection to Florida. So either they used to live in Florida or they have family in Florida or your side of the family does. One or the other, there is a strong connection to the Florida area.
Okay,
so there is someone coming for you. I'm glad that this other relationship is done because, believe it or not, there's something better coming around the bend for you. And in the meantime, get clear about what you want, how it'll feel to have the right person, and it'll happen.
No, great. Thank you. I like what you were talking about, thought and emotion and how it's so, I guess, a universal law that it comes back to you. So I'm trying to work on that.
It. It's good. And I do feel that you're doing a good job. Your guides are saying that you're doing very well with that. It does come with practice, but I tell you, the more you practice it, the more you're going to want more of it in your life, and it'll just happen naturally. So when you hang up, listen, because I'm going to give a little bit more on that technique before we're done tonight.
Okay.
So thank you for calling.
Thank you, Linda, so much. Thank you,
bye-bye. Again, you're listening to the Empowerment Psychic and Medium, Linda Dickinson. To set up a private session with me, you can call my 800 number, 800-206-9096, and visit my website, inmyfuture.com. Here's a quick little summary of what we've talked about this evening. Free will means you have the ability to choose any thought you wish at any time, any moment. So remember, every thought you could ever think has an instant emotion attached to it. And you can't help but have an emotion attached to it. It is our nature. It's innate within us. So if you choose more good thoughts that feel good more of the time, you're going to feel good more of the time, and your life is going to get better more of the time. So remember, think a thought, pay attention, and feel the emotion tagged to the thought, knowing that if it feels good, more good is coming to you in general. But more importantly, you have a thought. The feeling is radiating out of you. You can almost feel the radiation of it happening. Radiates out to the universe. Literally, the universe brings more of the situations, more of the people, and more of the things that match the feeling. So here's a good example. I get up in the morning. I don't want to go to work. It's the same doldrums. Let's say I work in a factory. Nothing wrong with factory work, but if you don't like factory work, you're going to be an unhappy person. So you're already complaining as soon as you get out of bed. You're probably going to stub your toe on the way past the bed. That's not going to feel good either. So the feeling behind it is frustration, maybe a little bit of anger, maybe a feeling of being sort of in prison, so to speak, having to show up Monday morning, got to be on time, people watching you. I can guarantee you that day you're probably going to have a cranky boss. You're probably going to have some unhappy coworkers who may say something or do something around you that's going to upset you more. So let's feel what we want to feel. When you feel a negative emotion, stop and ask. And here's the important key. What am I thinking about? And how I'd like it to be? Remember, God gave us the ability to imagine, and the root word of imagine is image. It means to mold and shape energy within me The feeling behind it radiates out to this beautiful, expanding universe, and what comes back to me is more good if I'm feeling good. If I feel bad, more bad is coming to me. What I consider to be bad, not what my neighbor would consider to be bad. So here we go. No matter where you are in your life right now, no matter what you're doing or who you're with, you only have the power to choose any thought you wish, which means you are the chooser of your whole life. And how you feel about any given thing is your choice. If you're looking at something or dwelling on something that doesn't feel good, switch subjects in your mind. Even if you have to put a garden scene in your mind, go fishing in your mind, go for a walk, anything, because your power is in the now. If I feel good in this moment, more good, no matter what, how general that good feeling is coming to me. So how can you lose? Remember that you're in control of how you feel. There could be bombs dropping around you. You could look at the bombs and feel sad about that, or you can go within your inner world, realign yourself with who you really are inside, envision something that feels good, recall a time in the past that felt good. I don't care if you were 5 years old. Go to a place that feels good and hold it for a minute or two and feel it. And watch how the sense book starts to come back to you from this beautiful universe, which many of us know is God. I want to thank all of you for being with me this evening. Again, you're listening to the Empowerment Psychic and Medium, Linda Dickinson. Call me for a private session, 800-206-9096. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Happy New Year, everyone.
Boxes way too high overgrown. You can barely see the ground or touch the sky. Your high horse is taken off and left to you, nowhere to be found. Better off dead, or so you said, but don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Oh, someday. Somehow, not maybe, we're gonna make it out alright, just not right now.
And speak well of a stranger's soul, for you never know. But it's your last step, final breath, throwing your gypsy dance on curtain call. Take your last breath.